Three, two, one. Welcome to another episode of Harvest Now Conversations. Woo! We are back with the same cast last week about worship. So, yeah, Gerard.
Hello.
Cheyenne.
Hey.
Camille.
Hello.
And Keith.
G'day.
All right, so we're continuing on with the topic of worship. And the next question is, what is your heart in worship, to worship? So what do you think about when you are playing and you're expressing worship in music? Gerard, so you play the drums. What do you think about when you're playing?
Honestly, my mind goes neutral, bro. I really don't think about anything except following Holy Spirit, as well as trying to see where Holy Spirit is taking us as a team.
So, trying to see where Holy Spirit's taking you. So what does that
feel like? Sometimes there's like you play a melody. I'm like, okay, that's where like I get a check in my heart. Like Holy Spirit's like, follow him. He's got it. So I'm like, all right. And I just start playing something that goes along the lines of what you're playing, or something that'll bring it up a little bit. I look to Cheyenne, and if she's like smashing it out on the guitar, then I'm like banging as well. So if Camille says something prophetic, like I'm like, okay, let's go to that, and then I just make a big kerfuffle. God is still teaching me about how to follow Holy Spirit in people. It's just as much as me trusting him as I'm trusting you, Cheyenne, Camille, and Keith. So that's what goes through my mind in worship. It's like, okay, we're here now. And then I'm like, Holy Spirit, where are you taking it? And if he says, all right, just mellow out, then I'll mellow out. And then it's beautiful because sometimes I get I get into the secret place by myself sometimes in those moments. And then it becomes this whole secret place for everybody to come in.
Yeah.
So that is what goes through my mind.
Cheyenne is our worship leader. So she must be thinking of the best things.
Give me some time. When it comes to coming into worship myself, I always pictured myself at the feet of Jesus, like that woman who broke the alabaster jar and, you know, poured out everything and wiped it with her hair and, just pouring everything out. And so the good, the bad, the ugly, like everything has to come out for me to be completely empty so that I can be full, for him to fill me, for his presence to fill every empty spot, every part of me that I'm aware of at that time. And so laying everything out at the feet of Jesus, making it all known to him. I'm not hiding anything. I'm not trying to be secretive about anything, not trying to hide any sin, any secret sin, any known sin. Yeah, it's a time of repenting. It's a time of just pouring it all out and just meeting him. In terms of musically, whenever I play, because I play guitar, I'm always reminded of that time when Saul in the Old Testament, he was being tormented by evil spirits at night, and he couldn't go to sleep. He was he was tormented by evil spirits. Whenever David came in and played his lyre or whatever it was, that instrument, whenever he played it, Saul was delivered. Saul was delivered from any tormenting spirit and he could sleep. So whenever I play and I lead worship in that way, in my heart, I was, my goal is that whenever I play, there will be healing. Whenever I play, there will be deliverance and freedom and just like complete rest and peace in the Father. That I would bring his healing in that way. Like I don't have to sing, like David didn't have to, but presenting that skill and letting God use him in that way, brought deliverance and brought that fruit of his presence.
What about you, Camille?
I always check my heart on the stage, whether I'm at the front or in the, you know, standing with the congregation. I always check my heart. I always say, you know, if a single note or a word comes out of my mouth and it comes with the intention of pleasing others except and not pleasing God, don't let it come out of my mouth, God. And so then I check my heart and I come with complete submission, complete surrender, you know, because he's asking for your everything. He's just asking for who you are right now. He's not asking you for you to, you know, oh, only sing to me if I like your voice, or only sing to me if you've gone to if you've prayed for 5 hours straight every single day. You know, it's not like that with him. And as I love, it's very unconditional. So what I understand, how I come every day, is, you know, God, this is what I have to bring, this is what I have to offer, and you see it, you see it as pleasing. So yeah, it's just what do I think about? I think about God.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think about God.
Good answer.
Yeah,
good answer.
Yeah. You know, when you think about how much God loves you just can't help it. Mm. Okay.
You sound American now.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. yes, yeah. So that's my thinking. Musically, I like to face Cheyenne. I like to face Cheyenne instead of facing here, because it helps me remember, okay, we are leading them, but I am submitting to the leader. So seeing where she's going, so I'm looking, okay, oh yeah, she wants to go this way, or I'm seeing Jello, he's going like that, so I'm like, okay, he's going that way. And then or I hear Gerard, he starts doing the dung 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 or whatever, and so I follow that. It's like I know what Gerard used to say, is like, I see the drums as the heartbeat of the congregation, and I fully agree with that. And so I follow this direction and see where these guys are going. And it's very much that, just that cohesive working together, that coordination. And, you know, a lot of the times you can sense when, you know, there's conflict or something like that. And the best way is to work together as a team. Work together as a team, and the congregation will follow.
Yeah, that's
good.
Yeah, Keith.
Wow.
Keith is the bass man.
Yeah, Mr. Bass man.
The bass man, boom, boom. So, yeah, it takes you about 10 minutes to learn each string on a bass guitar, apparently. Mm-hmm. So there's four strings, will take you 40 minutes to learn. No, good. to say.
What's your heart?
My heart, so I prepare my heart before Sunday. I want to make sure I examine myself. Am I in the faith?
Mm.
Am I in the right heart
yep.
to actually give my praise to God?
Mm.
And I have my own quiet time, praise God, before Sunday morning. So we're talking about worship and playing music. And yes, play bass guitar. I've been playing for a while now. And I know that God has really blessed me with a talent to play. And for me, it's not just playing something that sounds nice, but something that is powerful and purposed, that God is behind everything, and he uses my fingers and he uses my skill. It's all glory to him.
Yeah.
Nothing in my own strength, but it's him through, I'm playing through him and following his lead. And on Sundays when I'm playing, I want to be in sync with what God is doing.
Yeah.
And physically, yes, it's, you know, as you're playing, Jello, I want to be in sync with what you're playing on a piano, like with Cheyenne, with her rhythm, and Gerard on the drums. We want to be in sync physically as well. And the best person to, who's all about timing, is the Holy Spirit. Yeah. So if we're flowing with the Holy Spirit and we're all tuned and wanting him to play through us with his anointing, it's so, so good. And it becomes almost easy the more you do it and practice it. So what I'm thinking about, most of the time I'm thinking about what I'm going to eat for lunch.
Okay.
No, just joking. But most of the time it can happen. You know, juicy steak, juicy burger, temptation, right? Who doesn't think about that? But what I'm saying is, what I think about is when I pick up that bass guitar, for me personally, is I'm causing pain on the devil's head and pulling down every strategic evil plot that he's already set up and he's setting up, and just absolutely smashing that in the spirit.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm thinking about when I'm playing, but also my heart is glorifying him and just seeing Jesus, just hugging Jesus, just seeing him in my faith eye and just glorifying him, telling him how good he is and expressing that through my gift, playing music.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, for me, I'm thinking about, this is an opportunity to give God a true sacrifice, because a lot of the time I don't feel like worshiping. I'm not in the mood to express in a joyful way. And so in me doing this and in me willingly giving myself to Him, my heart is, God, You're worthy in any scenario, even when I'm not feeling it, even when I feel like I've been wronged, yada, 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 all the week's stresses, God, You're worthy to be praised right now. Yeah. And I acknowledge that You are higher than all this, and what I'm going through is nothing compared to what You went through for me. And so I think You're worthy. I believe You're worthy. So that's what I'm continually thinking about when worshiping and expressing worship through music. And then when it comes to leading worship, I do think about what the congregation is feeling. I like try to empathize with them and see where they're at. And then I'm always open to Holy Spirit giving me a word. So I ask Him, I'm like, if there is a word that You want me to say, make it obvious for me. Make it obvious so that I can hear it and I can say it. Because I don't want to be just saying stuff that I think they need to hear. Because I've done that in the past, and then a pastor would come up to me like, no. I'm like, dang, okay. All right. And then, yeah, and then there's times where I'm like, I'm not sure, and then I say it, and then Pastor Dean would come up to me. It's like, I just want to encourage you. That was from God. I'm like, oh, I didn't think it was. And then, yeah. So when you just step out of the way, God is able to come through. So I think about that as well. Mm-hmm. How do I get out of the way?
Yeah.
All right. So that links to the next question, which is, when you are not feeling like worshiping, how do you get, if you feel like that you're not in the right heart to worship, how do you get in the right heart, Gerard?
Usually I just pray, like plain and simple. I have this like prayer. Mm. I'm like, God, anything that did not produce Your kingdom, I confess it as sin. Mm. Lord, wash it under the blood in Jesus' name. And Father, I just give my everything to You.
Yeah.
I love You. I'm doing this for You. And nothing else. If there's any hidden agenda in my heart, Lord, clean it up. I don't want it. You can have it, Lord. And then I just pouring out my love for Him and wanting to please Him.
Mm.
That wrong heart that I had changes to the right heart.
Yeah.
So it's by faith. You're speaking to the Creator of the universe to clean you up. It doesn't have to happen Sunday, the morning of Sunday.
Yeah.
You can be in the wrong heart on a Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you always have to be checking your heart. It's a constant heart check. My Christian walk has always been a heart check. I have all these different situations in my life where it's like, I probably shouldn't have said that. Or I thought that and that was really wrong of me to do. I did that really stupid thing. I didn't want to do that. So there's all these heart checks that happen, and Holy Spirit is so amazing with His conviction. Yeah. Like there's been moments in my life where the conviction was so strong. It was like, dang.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad. I really don't want to do that again. Yeah. I'm sorry, Lord. So yeah, that's how I get into the right heart.
Mm. Yep. Cheyenne.
Mm. Yeah. Same. Mm. presenting everything before the feet of Jesus.
Mm.
And knowing that when I repent, like He's faithful. He's faithful and He's just to forgive me of all sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. So that leaves me completely clean, like clean slate. Go up and do what you have to do. And so everything I have to offer from that point on it's holy, it's acceptable before God. I have a tendency to people please and to just like glimpse at either Pastor Chris or Pastor Rod.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, it's a good thing to just be aware. Otherwise, sometimes looking at other people like is so distracting and it can be very discouraging.
Mm.
So sometimes,
how do you get out of that place? So when you look at the congregation and they're not singing,
how
do you get out of that?
Yeah. So that's
close your eyes.
Sometimes that's how I used to deal with it, and now like I pray, Holy Spirit, show me what You are doing right now.
Mm.
So it might not be like seen physically, but He's doing something in the spirit. He's doing something like, you know, people might not be singing or like lifting their hands, but that doesn't mean that God is not touching these people.
Yeah.
And if they have ears, they can hear. And if I am saying something that is pure word, it is incorruptible.
Mm.
So they have to receive it. And so whenever we pray in preparation for Sundays, we like I always make it a point in my heart to prepare each heart, make it good soil so they can receive. So it's just submitting my physical sight to the Spirit's eye, like what he sees and what God sees in these people. Like, how do you see them, God? Yeah, it's just submitting, to be honest. just submitting.
Does it ever get hard to submit?
Of course.
How do you overcome that?
just reminding myself, I've tried to do it myself before. I've been exhausted, depleted, frustrated because it doesn't go the way that I plan. And there's no use in fighting for what, like, in my own strength. Because I know in the end, whatever is done in the flesh won't last.
Yeah.
Whatever I try to do in myself, it'll go kaput. But whatever the Spirit does, it's everlasting. And it's because he's eternal.
Yep.
And so whatever we do in the Spirit, it's eternal.
Yep.
And there's fruits that are, like, you know, everlasting.
Yep.
So just reminding myself in the Word and from past experiences and from not just the negative ones, but the positive ones, like when I've submitted to the Spirit. And there have been, yeah, just testimonies of that. So... So yes, so submission is easy when you read the Word, and Pastor Larry's been talking about, you know, my people perish for lack of knowledge. The more that you know, the more humble you are, because you know you can't do it. It's all God. It should all be by His Spirit.
Yeah.
So yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Camille.
Is the question?
I forgot as well. I was hoping you remembered. But I believe it was about... How do you get into the heart of worship when you've gone astray?
Heart of worship. When I've gone astray, eh? Yeah, you can really tell when you're doing something out of the flesh. Isn't that's when you're striving, man. And you're striving, and you're wrinkling your forehead trying to, God. But it's like, yeah, it's very much submission. And one thing that I say that always pulls me back together is like, he is so worthy. He is so worthy of my worship. You know, whether I feel him or not, that won't change it. That won't change, you know, change that. that won't change it. He's worthy no matter what. Shut up, flesh. You know, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands.
Yeah.
He is so worthy. I've come to many Sunday services, right? And I'm just like, I'm not feeling it. I'm just like, I've had a bad morning. I've had a bad week. And sometimes I don't have the strength, or I just don't feel like singing at all or even standing up. But I have experienced freedom when I just say, I don't feel it, but I know that he is so worthy, and I lift my hands anyway, and I experience so much freedom in that. That's when I shout the loudest and I feel and experience victory. It's just about doing it anyway. Doing it anyway.
Yeah, do it anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
Keith.
Yeah, when I'm not feeling so great to want to be in worship, and like Gerard was saying, like, any day of the week, any time, it can be early morning and something happens, or you're thinking about something and just there's no desire. It's just you're thinking about your bad week, what's happened, what's not happening, all this stuff, right? You're bombarded. The truth is we're bombarded with a lot of stuff in this world. It happens all the time. But the thing is, what has helped me, that's just changing habits. Like, what if you really think about it, what I do is ask myself really, really deep questions. What is really stopping me from going forward? If I didn't feel this way, what would I be doing for God? What should I be doing? And we are never to strive in our own strength, and I know that, but I've changed my habits, and I believe that we have to look at how God sees us. And if anyone knows us well, it's God. Because he has created every part of us. So I want to make sure that my mind is healthy. I'm looking after my body. I'm doing good habits, like starting exercising more, getting up early to pray, focusing on the good things of God. Because I was drawn to this scripture in Matthew 22, verse 37. This is in the Amplified. And said, and he replied to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your mind." And sometimes, to be honest, I'm thinking, well, I'm not even thinking about God. My soul's hurting and I have no love. I feel like I have no love for people because there's disappointments, there's bitterness that comes up, there's things that should have happened and didn't happen. But it's examining yourself and acknowledging, okay, I feel this way. But Lord, there's a difference between knowing about God and knowing God. And all of us here can say that you know what to do when you're feeling that way, right? Is get in to what God wants you to do and make the devil mad. I remember one time I was disappointed. I was just going through TAFE, got my advanced diploma of accounting. I got this job offer and they said, you can start on Monday. And then all of a sudden they cancel on me because they found someone with years of experience. And I was so disappointed, so hurt because it was so much, I was so looking forward to it because it was great income and a sense of security. And you know what my mother said, praise God. And at that time I'm thinking, why would you say something like that? Or why should I be doing that? But she said, don't worry, son, God's got the best for you moving forward. How about you get out to the letterboxes and drop some tracks off to make the devil mad? And you know what I did? I repented and threw off all my weight and rage and said, Lord, I'm going to go and make someone else's day better. Not because I want to feel better, but it's because who you are. So I'm going to drop a tract off and pray the anointing on it and just love on them. So it's recognizing for me you have to repent and you want to give the Holy Spirit permission to get all the garbage out. And I was excited the last couple of weeks. I look at my phone, the phone pops up, notification, your screen time has been down 15%. I'm like, yes, so good. Praise God for that. Praise God. Like, it's funny though, but the amount of time distractions and stuff on our phones can just deter our relationship with God, really. It's a good tool, but the enemy just uses it a lot of the time or all the time to really get us down. So it's just recognizing our bad habits and pushing through and wanting to change your habits and desiring again to do what God wants you to do. And I can be the same sometimes. Without realizing, I can be like wanting to do it to please someone or please people. But really, we need to change that and say, okay, what do you desire, God? I want to please you in what I'm doing. And I don't need to have attention or be in the spotlight because there's a quiet place with you and God. All you need is to have that quiet time with him and just remind yourself, man, I was saved for a reason. I desire, as the word says, and I think I wrote down the scripture, but praise God, where it talks about he desires all men to be saved. And like, I feel like I'm saving myself out of this stuff going on, right? But I remind myself, God has shown himself real to me before. Why am I letting my feelings overtake that? If God can do this for me before, what he makes happen for me, I can do it. He can make happen for somebody else. He wants to save someone else. And we have such a, there's such a joy where you take your eyes off yourself, right? And you just say, God, I'm feeling, I'm hurting. I throw it off, but I choose to follow where you want me to go. And I want to make this really my heart. I want to be dreaming good things about you in my night's sleep. I want to be thinking about good things. And the way to do that is sometimes dragging yourself to prayer meetings, dragging yourself out to less distractions, changing your habits. Like, there'll be so many days I'll be finishing work and sometimes I finish quite late. It could be 7 o'clock, 7:30. Sometimes I'm home at 6, a bit earlier. Praise God for those times. But I get so hungry and my flesh is just screaming for something like sweet and chocolate or chips or something. But I know, Lord, and I'm like, body, shut up. You're going to the gym. You're going to go have some exercise. I'm going to get my muscles working. So there's a responsibility for us to look after our body because it's the temple of the Holy Spirit. I mean, we could be talking about this for hours, but in a nutshell, it's looking after every part of our body, just recognizing where the faults are and what's not working, releasing it all to God.
Yeah.
And it's not easy sometimes, but the more you do it, it can become easy. As the guys were sharing too, it can become more easier when you're in His presence. But it's a long way to go sometimes. It feels like where you neglect the Word, you neglect meeting with fellow believers, you neglect being in His presence, you neglect praying because you think you're the only one going through something. And I just want to remind, and I'm speaking to myself, but it's like I'm reminding myself I might be going through something, but that something is not going through me. I'm passing through it and I will not drown. I will pass through it because I know that I have the victory.
Yeah.
So it's just, what will you do? What will it take for you not to feel this way? And I'm like, wow, if you're prepared to pray dangerous prayers sometimes, you'll be amazed of what God can do. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, well, for me, I'll just bring out a verse. So this is a verse that Pastor Rod has given me in the past. So it's Psalm 103. Yeah. You going to share that? Okay, so Psalm 103. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name." So this is David singing that, and we've turned it into songs, but he was actually commanding himself through gritted teeth. He was not just singing it, he was commanding his soul. So at this point in time, he was not really feeling like blessing the Lord. Yeah, so that's how I would get back into the right heart of worship, taking the attention off myself, just like what Keith said, because worship is about Him. And then when you get into thanksgiving, your attention is not on yourself anymore. For me personally, when it comes to the morning of worship ministry, if my heart is wrong, generally it's too late by that point. I have to, like, at that point I'm like, Holy Spirit, you just need to help me, because right now my soul's just in the way. But I submit myself, but then, yeah, generally the time for getting the right heart is the night before or even the week before, in the quiet time, just like what you guys were sharing. Because, yeah, in the quiet place, Gerard was sharing about secret place. Check out his podcast. What is it called? Equippers podcast. Check it out after this one. So the quiet, the secret place,
10 out of 10, I said.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yes, if you get a chance, also, rate this one 5 stars.
Rate mine too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Rate his one. Yeah, because we only got, like, what, 19, and there's 1,000 plus of you guys following, so please rate it, please, if you like it. But, yeah, getting back to what I was talking about.
Distraction.
Yeah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. In the secret place is when God changes my heart. It says in Philippians, He is the one that works in me to will and to do. So He's the one that changes my desires. He's the one that changes my heart to, you know, to do all that stuff. And to strive in the flesh is all the time, it's unfruitful. And if there is fruit, it doesn't last, like what Jane said. But yeah, another thing God has revealed to me is when I am struggling to receive from God in the quiet place, He said to me, it's because you've already eaten. You've already eaten something. He was teaching me through, like, my favorite food, sinigang. Sinigang is very good. And say if I've eaten mi goreng, 4 mi goreng packets.
Four
of them.
A lot of MSG.
It tastes good in the moment.
Yeah.
But how do you feel after?
Disgusting.
And it was really quick to make.
Mm.
Yeah? Mm. Quick to make, tastes good in the moment, disgusting afterwards.
Mm.
And now you don't feel like eating sinigang anymore.
Mm.
He spoke in that parable for me and I understood immediately that I was spending too much time on my phone. It was too much content that I was consuming. Feels good in the moment, dopamine, but then afterwards I feel empty. And then I try to come to Him and I'm already full. I'm already tired, ready for a nap. I realized that I'm addicted to my phone, and, like, ultimately it was like, he's like, this is in the way between me and you. So that's something I had to deal with, that I'm still dealing with now, to stop using my phone and stop using and over-consuming content. Because ultimately, your soul is hungry for him and you are satiating it with junk food, which is what, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, anime, what else, TV shows, even like worldly music. Sometimes I really like worldly music, but then I listen to the lyrics, it's garbage.
Yeah.
But like my soul enjoys it. And then after my soul enjoying that, it's hard to go back to worship because it's like, oh, it's so boring, it's so slow, it's so not creative. And it's because I'm not hungry anymore. I'm already full. And it's the same with God. We over consume other stuff, the stuff of the world, which is junk food, and then we can't eat sinigang, which is God. God is sinigang.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
God is sinigang.
God is way better than sinigang. And even still, like sometimes I don't feel like it. So yeah, that I think is universal. I think everyone, I think I can say that most people are probably going through that, where they, because of how much other content is there, how much distractions there are out there now, it's so hard to get into that secret place with God.
Just going to butt in. I just want to share something that I learned through Upper Room.
Yeah.
There's a guy preaching, and one thing that struck me, he said, where does your soul gravitate towards when you're bored? And then you can tell where your heart is at if you're gravitating towards your phone to hop on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube or Netflix or Disney Plus. There's so many different things.
Yeah.
When you're bored, where's your mind go straight away? I'm like, oh, I'm going to kill some time, go on TikTok, scroll for like a couple hours, maybe four, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Got jokes today, bro. Anyway. Yeah. So, that really ministered to me because I, at that point in time, I was like, whoa, like I am just like Jello was saying, I'm spending way too much time on my phone. And there's lots of stuff on your phone. Like it's at our fingertips. Like my boss said, something like we're trying to get our younger staff working at the different cinema sites to stay off their phone during work. But these kids literally they're born with a phone.
Yeah.
And these kids have Apple Watches, so it's a phone on their wrist. Like they literally cannot get away from their phone.
Yeah.
And I feel like that easy access is hindering a lot of our time with God, like what Jella was saying. There's another moment from Upper Room where like I tune into their Sunday services sometimes, and the worship leader, Rafi, before he started worship, he's like, can we do something? I just feel like we need to do this. And he's like, can we just put all our phones down on the altar? And that's us saying God has all of our attention, 100% of our attention. I was like, whoa, dude. Like, I almost started crying at that point because I was like, dude, like I am on my phone all the time.
Yeah.
So I have to have minimal distractions and just focus on him. A scripture that just came to mind is looking to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. We can't look to Jesus if we're looking through our phone screen. We have to be looking at his face.
Does anyone have anything extra to add? Okay, so last question, speaking about the congregation. So when we look at the congregation, sometimes they're not into it. So in terms of leading worship, we're all worship leaders here. So how do you get them to worship?
I follow you and Chayen, bro.
Okay. Maybe it's a question for Chayen.
Yeah, it is. Because we're following you, worship leader.
I think this is what I believe. If you're at the front, you're a leader. Okay.
Especially you,
though. All right.
Just kidding.
So the question again?
So the congregation doesn't get into it. One question is, why do you think they're not getting into it? And how do you get them to get into it?
I think there's a million different reasons. There's a million different excuses, like distraction. Bad week. I get kids. You know, arguments on the way to get to church. Anything, like just all in all, distraction, or like poor attitude, or like a misconception of, or they don't have the knowledge of, or that revelation yet of the importance of coming, of worship, or coming into his presence, or coming to church in the first place. there are some people who don't even want to be there, but they're doing it out of obligation. Like, yeah, there's tons of reasons why, tons of excuses why that a congregation might not get into it. Yeah, and how to lead them into that place. You can't lead people to where you haven't been yourself. And if I haven't been there myself personally, again, like we've all shared this, like we have, like we're in constant preparation. We're constantly seeking God. We're constantly coming into the secret place, preparing ourselves, not because we have to, not because it's our turn to lead worship, but because he's God. And he, like, I want to seek him. I want to spend time with him. And out of the overflow, leading people into that will be easy. How to do that in practical ways? I found that encouraging them with scripture, encouraging them with just, you know, exhortation, just words of encouragement, and like being that example of what it looks like physically to be in a posture and an attitude of worship. You know, our leaders and such have like given us like feedback. This was a while ago when, I don't know, we were like kind of in a slump, I guess, or something like that. And like it came, like you could see it physically on our faces. You know, the Bible says that, you know, the glory of God will like can change your countenance. The countenance meaning your face, like it, the joy of the Lord is made evident. Yeah, through your face. Like if you look joyful, people will see. It's evidence that people will see. Yeah, it's physical evidence, and it's something that people can follow. I was walking to work the other day, and a random lady, an older lady, just like was beaming like a smile at me, and I wasn't even thinking about it, but like my response was to smile. And so if you present something to a person, then they're most likely to mirror that. And yeah, again, giving that example for people to follow. Yes. So that is all I can think of right now.
Yeah. Camille, something I've observed with you is sometimes you give a word and then people start to get way more into it. So what is going through your head when you say that stuff?
A lot of the times I'm so scared, but I know that I have to say it because I'm trying to fight it so much, and I'm so scared to sound stupid. Yeah, and in the moment I feel so stupid, but When I release it, I just say yes and amen to what the Holy Spirit wants to do. Then, yeah, he just encourages me with those times that it happens. Yeah, he just speaks to me first, and it becomes so real. I just can't help but sob sometimes. And sometimes I know it's for me. Sometimes I know it's for another person out there. And a lot of times I get scared because I'm like, oh, what if it's just my head, blah, blah, blah. But I know like, oh, what if it is actually for someone out there and they need this word? So I just say it with full confidence, knowing that Holy Spirit's got my back. And whatever he wants to say, you know, that word's not going to come back void. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, for the sake of time, I think we're just going to end it here. But yeah, like to finish off that question, you need to rely on Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit knows exactly what everyone's going through, where everyone's at that moment. And sometimes, like for me, he would tell me a song. He would show me a song. And for some people, certain songs really hit the spot. And it gets them gets their soul into that place where they can submit. And sometimes with songs that they don't know, it's harder for the soul. So worship isn't about music, but it does help the soul in getting to that place of right heart attitude. But yeah, rely on Holy Spirit. Yeah. So to end, can we get Camille to pray?
Hallelujah, everyone. Okay, let's close the eyes. Let's pray. Unless you're driving. Just yeah, pray in agreement. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we just pray for that person hearing, listening to this podcast, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you are so personal. You are so, so personal. Yeah, and you are not far away. Yeah, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are reminding us that, that you look at us, you look at where we are right now, and you just accept us as who we are. You don't ask for more. You ask for us. And we thank you, Jesus, that you are so worthy to be praised, so worthy of our worship. We thank you, Lord, that you are just showing us how to worship you. Lord, just in how to worship you, how to love you fully in everything that we do, and with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, with all of our soul, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that you would just, we are in partnership with you. You are with us every step of the way. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you guys for listening. If you made it this far, once again, just rate this podcast 5 out of 5. Please. Huh? Only. Yeah, if you didn't enjoy it, then don't worry about it. Forget about it. But if you liked it, just rate it a 5. And after listening to this podcast, head over to Gerard's podcast. He has a solo one that is Equippers podcast, and rate that.
If you 5 like out as well.
Yeah, only 5.
Thank you.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Harvest Now Conversations. We hope you got something out of it and want to stay connected. You can follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Harvest Now Church to make sure you don't miss out on any future content. You can also message us at contact@harvestnowchurch.com to suggest a topic to talk about or to ask us a question. Until next time, stay blessed and see you in the next podcast.